Welcome to D&B College. Today we're building something that matters a lot in real drum and bass production. A bass wobble that feels heavy, controlled, and actually useful inside a drop. Not just loud, not just nasty, useful. The goal is to give the bass proper subweight in Ableton Live 12 so it can hit hard on a club system without falling apart in mono or stepping all over the drums. This is the kind of bass line you hear in rollers, darker liquid-leaning cuts, jump-up influence drops, and neuro-tinged phrases where the bass has to do two jobs at once. It needs to hold the floor with the sub, and it needs to move with attitude in the mids. If those jobs get blurred together, the whole drop loses impact. But when they're separated properly, the bass feels expensive. It feels finished. That's what we're after. So the first mindset shift is this. Don't start with a sound design loop. Start with a phrase. Put down a 4-bar drop cell that behaves like part of a real arrangement. Let the bass breathe around the snare. Let the kick keep its transient space. In D&B, that phrasing discipline is a huge part of what makes something feel heavy. A bass that leaves room can actually feel bigger than a bass that talks constantly, because the drum accents land cleanly. A strong starting move is simple. Put one short note in bar 1, then a longer note later in the bar. Leave a gap before the snare. Answer it with another note in bar 2. Then in bars 3 and 4, repeat the idea with one small change, maybe an extra hit or a pickup into the turnaround. That gives you movement without clutter. Keep the notes in a low register that suits the tune, often somewhere around F1 to G-sharp, 1 if that fits the key. But don't think of pitches fixed. Think about space, phrasing, and impact. Now let's build the sub properly. This is where a lot of people go wrong, because they let the wobble itself carry the real low end. That sounds exciting in solo, but once it hits a drum loop or a club system, it can turn facey, blurry, or weak. So make the sub its own layer. Use something clean in Ableton like Operator or Waveatable with a sine style source. Keep it centered. Keep it simple. Short attack, medium release, and if it disappears on smaller speakers, add just a touch of saturator so it translates better. The sub is not there to impress anyone. It's there to be consistent. It's the floor under the bass line. If the sub stays even and steady, everything above it has a stable place to move. Now the wobble layer. This is where the character lives. Build that on a separate track using a richer oscillator source, something with harmonics, then shape the movement with auto filter, saturator, and EQ8. If you want a cleaner roller vibe, keep the motion more defined and musical. If you want something darker and more aggressive, push the saturation harder and make the filter motion more urgent. Either way, high pass the wobble if the sub is separate, usually somewhere above the true low-end danger zone, so the wobble can focus on upper bass and low mids instead of fighting the floor. What to listen for here is whether the movement actually reads as rhythm. If the wobble feels like one big blob instead of a phrase, it's not working yet. The note length matters. The automation matters. A shorter note will feel more percussive and syncopated. A longer note will let the modulation speak. Try mixing both. One medium note, one shorter note before the snare, one longer sustain into the next bar, then a pickup or cutoff hit. That's the kind of phrasing that makes a bass line feel like it's responding to the drums instead of just sitting on top of them. And that brings us to one of the big reasons this works in drum and bass. The genre is built on tension between the bass and the drum grid. The snare wants authority on 2 and 4. The kick needs room to punch. If the bass leaves space, the whole drop feels more powerful. If it crowds those accents, the groove flattens out. So always check the bass against your drums early, not last. Early. If the loop only sounds great in isolation, stop and fix that before you go any deeper. A really important habit here is to shape the pocket, not just the tone. Trim note lengths so the snare can breathe. If a bass hit is fighting the kick transient, nudge it a tiny bit. Not a lot, just enough to make the pocket feel intentional. Small timing decisions can make the difference between a loop that sounds programmed and a loop that sounds like it's driving the track. Next, keep the stereo discipline tight. The low end should stay mono or effectively mono. That's non-negotiable if you want a bass that survives on big systems. The wobble layer can have width, but only in the higher harmonics and only if the mono version still punches. Utility is your friend here. EQ8 is your friend here too. If the wobble gets bloated in the 100 to 250 Hz area, clean that out. Wide in presence, narrow in focus. That's the phrase to remember. What to listen for now is whether the bass still feels solid when you collapse it to mono. If the whole thing suddenly loses authority, the sub-weight work isn't finished. A bass can sound huge in headphones and still be weak in the center. Don't trust the stereo illusion. Keep checking the core. Once the movement is feeling good, print it. Resampling is a massive workflow advantage in DNB because it turns a flexible patch into a real audio object you can treat like arrangement material. Set up an audio track, resample the wobble and record a good pass. Then you can cut the best moments, reverse tiny fills, add fades, or shift a hit slightly ahead of the beat. That often sounds more musical than endlessly automating a synth, and it also forces decisions, which is a good thing. Here's another useful coach note. Keep at least one version that is simpler than your most exciting version. Alive drops get better when you remove one more motion move than when you add one. If the phrase already lands, stop polishing it into mush. A slightly simpler bass line that leaves the drums breathing can sound far more premium than a packed one that tries too hard. Now let's arrange it like a Riedel drop. Make bars 1 through 4 your identity statement. Keep the groove focused. Let the listener understand the bass immediately. Then make bars 5 through 8 evolve without losing the core idea. Maybe the filter opens a little more. Maybe the last hit jumps an octave. Maybe you drop one note to create more space. Maybe you use a resampled slice for a tiny fill. The key is contrast, not randomness. This is where a lot of intermediate productions level up. The bass should not feel like the same loop endlessly repeating. It should feel like it's leaning forward, slightly more animated, slightly more dangerous, but still center. For processing, keep it clean and functional. On the sub, use IQA to remove any unnecessary buildup, maybe light saturator for audibility, and utility to keep it locked down. On the wobble layer, use auto filter to define movement, saturator to add harmonics, EQA to remove rumble below the sub region, and only use compression if the layer is genuinely uneven. More processing can sound exciting at first, but if the transient energy disappears, you've gone too far. Back off the compressor first, then the saturation if needed. One more thing that matters a lot in darker or heavier DNB, let the bass answer the snare instead of smearing across it. That tiny delay in phrasing can make the whole drop feel more expensive. Also, use octave changes sparingly. One well-placed octave accent at the end of a phrase can make the drop open up. Too many and the bass loses its identity. Before you call it done, check the bass in context. Listen with drums only, then with drums plus a lead or vocal stab. Then in a full drop, make sure the snare still cuts through on 2 and 4. Make sure the kick still feels like it starts the phrase. Make sure the bass works in the intro and outro language of the track, not just in the loud middle. DNB DJs need phrasing that makes sense. If the bass gets too dense too early, it can make the arrangement feel messy. If it stays identical for too long, it gets predictable. So let the structure breathe. And here's the bigger lesson. Subweight is not just a sound design problem, it's a decision hierarchy problem. Which part owns the floor? Which part creates motion? What has to stay out of the way so the drums can hit properly? That's the Riedel game. So, quick recap. Build the bass as a phrase, not a loop. Keep the sub clean, centered, and stable. Let the wobble live above the low-end danger zone. Shape groove with note lengths and space, not just with filters. Check the bass against the drums early. Commit good movement to audio when it starts working. Then create a second phrase with real variation so the drop evolves instead of just repeating. If you do that well, you'll end up with a bass line that hits hard, stays controlled in mono, and moves with the drums instead of fighting them. That's the sound. Now it's your turn. Spend 15 minutes on the mini exercise or push into the full challenge. Build one clean sub layer, one wobble layer. Keep the sub mono, high pass the wobble, and add one variation in bars 3 and 4. Then check it against drums. Check it in mono. Print a resample. Keep going until the drop feels like it can survive a real system. You've got this.